So we had a chance to do something I'd like to see us do more when we have a good topic that takes off. And we've only got so many minutes in a break and hours in a day to do it. We had 2 days in a row where we discussed this article, 33 ways your boyfriend might be micro-cheating, and in parentheses, and totally getting away with it. And yeah, it was worth doing 2 days worth. And I think the consensus at the end of it was that a lot of this stuff was either way too weird and specific, or it was relatively harmless flirtation with a couple of good examples in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's like, you know, this micro cheating thing. And then I'm reading through the list and I go, you know, did they say the definition of like micro cheating is, you know, it's not, there's no sexual contact. It's not adultery. You're not really cheating on it. It's just like these weird little things that, you know, might make you, like, if you flip the script, if, like, you know, say my wife or your girlfriends were doing it, would you be like, you just feel a little something?
Yeah, you found out that Cynthia that's been texting her is actually named Samuel.
Like, yeah, what? You'd be like, what? And a lot of them were, for me, just like blatantly were over the line. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. There were three or four where I was like, well, you know, there's like, that's like just kind of, I think that just comes with being a human. What are you supposed to walk around with like blinders on and not talk to anybody or engage? I mean, so it was like, yeah, it's like it's the gray area. And it's just an interesting, I still find it interesting. And I guess it goes case by case and person to person. But
and I guess what also got stuck in my teeth was the fact that it was just so centered on the dudes.
Yeah.
It was like, it was obviously, this sounded like a chick that had been burned by some piece of garbage. So, hey, 33 ways your boyfriend is micro-cheating. Like, anybody can do this. So if we're going to go ahead and, you know, equal rights, equal fights it, let's not make us all out to be a bunch of scumbags. Humans of all gender can be total shady dirtballs. I think the ones that creeped me out were 24, 25, 26, where there was some example of the guy trying to get his office crush or whatever crush to dress and smell like a certain thing. Or no, yeah, to get his actual creepy girlfriend to dress and smell like his office crush, which was really specific to me. Like, that happened to the person that wrote this.
It's like, and if these like little things are enough to make you consider your significant other like a dirty creep, you know, slime ball creep that you want to break up with, and then it's more than just micro cheating. You know what I mean?
But yeah,
it's like, you know, some of these things just gotta be like, ah, okay, whatever. Like, you know,
yeah, you're a good person.
I still love you. You know, but you know, maybe you probably shouldn't be doing that. That doesn't make me feel good. And it could just be that. You know, it could just be that. Like, you know what? I get it. You're a woman with, you know, feelings, and I am too. And that doesn't make me feel good. Let's you know, moving forward, not do that. But like this article, it just, everything seemed to make it just like the guy's a creep, total creep.
Yeah. We're all just a bunch of just sexual predators out there because we excitedly told a woman good news and didn't tell the proper one first.
And now with social media, it's so much easier to sort of catalog and track potential micro-cheating. You know, like you have obviously messages there and even simple things like liking certain people's photos,
yeah,
or commenting certain comments.
That's why you got to write your side piece a handwritten letter. Mail it to her house.
Old timey.
Yeah, have the Pony Express drop off a D-pick. All right, we covered it. Micro cheating here on Behind the Curtain.
I figured out what meal prep is. It's just leftovers. You just make a whole lot and have healthy leftovers. It's just a fancy way healthy leftovers. Like, I woke up Sunday morning, I made two giant batches of grilled chicken, and I'm going to eat that all week. It's just, meal prep is just make a whole bunch of healthy food and then have leftovers.
What if you made
and eat that
too much food, hoping you could take some of that to work to share with a coworker?
I have some. You want some? You want
no, piece of don't. That might be micro-cheating, Scott.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That might be micro-cheating. If you made way too much manicotti, you're not going to eat all that. Why are you taking it to work? Oh, no big deal. You know,
I'm just going to
bring some to Rebecca. She seems to really like the manicotti.
Rebecca said she likes my manicotti, so I just figured I'd
give her the manicotti.
Yes, it's a new term. It's called micro-cheating.
and the title of this sexist article, which says 33 ways your boyfriend is micro-cheating. Why can't it be your significant other? Why does it need to be boyfriend?
I think you could all do that. Yeah, I think ladies are very capable.
Can ladies be guilty of this as well? So we're
Wendy,
off
what
to a
say
bad spot.
You after reading this? Ladies are capable of all this.
Oh, absolutely.
All of it. Now, some of this, have you had a chance to read?
Oh, I've been going through it, yes.
All these?
Uh-huh.
Some
33
of them,
is a lot.
33. We're not going to hit all of them, but we'll hit some of the ones. And some strike me as that's just you being nice to a person.
Yeah.
Others, Sketch City, USA.
You can tell someone that's very bitter is kind of like
writing
taking
this,
to the
think?
Pen. Yeah.
Has authored
a
this?
Bit much. Yes.
Yeah.
Someone that's going through some stuff.
Someone that got burned.
Do you have ones that stood out to you?
Yes.
33 ways your boyfriend / significant other is micro cheating. And I guess we should describe micro cheating. It's not full on.
There's
no sexual contact. There's no adultery. You're not actually cheating, but maybe it's like little things that you do here and there. A lot of it's social media based now that we're in the 2017. You know, just micro cheating.
Oh, I missed the 2000-aughts. So let's get started with some of these here. Number two was the one that jumped out to me because Lord knows I've done it.
Yeah.
And number three.
Number two.
Giving a waitress or a bartender. Now, I'm not going to go with the word obscenely large tip, but giving a waitress or a bartender a large tip just because they're hot AF.
Yeah.
Now, if your service is garbage, it's going to absolutely impact that. But if you happen to be a great bartender, and on top of that, you are easy to look at, there's a couple extra bucks in there.
Okay. All now, right. Is that micro-cheating?
Why
is it cheating?
I have no issues with that.
Not at all.
Which ones do you have issues with?
Issues with number 11.
Let's go to number 11.
There's so many.
Diminishing his relationship as, quote-unquote, not that serious, when in fact he's cohabitating and maybe even be engaged.
That's bad.
That's a bad one.
That's borderline abusive. That's
going to
be a controlling situation.
Yes.
The other one that I brought up was the... changing someone's name in their contacts or email support.
That's the beginning stages of blatantly cheating. That's going to happen soon.
That's hiding someone
from
someone.
Right, exactly. Number 21. Meeting up with another woman for dinner or a drink and insisting that it's work-related. When asked by his significant other for context, it's not.
Well, guess Wendy.
That's blatantly beginning stages of,
date.
Yeah, they're going to go to a hotel room afterwards.
Guess you and I aren't going to Sizzler
Why even
anymore?
Lie about it then? Like, why lie? If you're lying, that just means it's going to become a sitch.
How about 18? 18 is one of those ones that's a bit of a gray area, but I can see why there's an argument to be made.
Texting another girl good morning, you think that's a gray area?
Just saying, hey, what if that person's a friend? What if they're like, you're a friend. What if I texted
think that's
you good
strange.
Morning? If I texted you good morning, is that weird?
It's just, what is your motive behind that?
I hope my friend Wendy's having a good morning.
If we had like an emotional conversation the day prior, that's kind of normal.
Let's go to number three, Wendy.
Go to number three.
Let's see what you think about number three. Following a ton of hot girls on social media and beginning to feel like he actually knows them because he monitors their every post that closely.
Am I the only person that thinks this screams Mike Anderson?
I said that earlier.
Well, let's not dime anybody out. But wait, is that micro-cheating?
I don't think so because social media is following everyone.
Yeah, isn't that just kind of what it is?
Well, I'll cut that statement in half.
Are we all guilty of just using social media for that?
And I stalk everyone on social media. My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
It's the second half, though. Beginning to feel like they actually know them because they monitor that post.
Yeah.
Following a ton of hotties on social media. And look at who we follow. A muscle goddess. Pump angels.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. Like, if you follow a ton of hot girls on social media, that doesn't bother me.
410-338-1098 if you want to get in on this. Ladies, please give us a call.
And if I may defend myself, I don't actually feel like I know them.
No.
Right.
Well,
I think
at least.
You're almost there, but not quite.
All right, let's read some of these other ones.
Setting someone who's not his girlfriend something blatantly provocative like an article about sex on the porn industry because he thinks she'll find it interesting.
Too much.
Yeah.
Was the one? There was another gray area one here.
Like that kind of relation. Like, why would you have that kind of relationship like with someone else?
No,
like,
I agree.
Number 14. When something awesome happens to them and they choose to share the good news with someone other than their significant other first.
Oh, my God.
Yay. What if something, we just come in. Guys, you just found out. We're syndicated nationwide.
Yeah.
Holy hell, we're swimming in coin.
First person should be significant other.
I feel like I'm telling the janitor.
In your story, in your circumstance, I think that's acceptable. I'm actually going to call my dad first.
Yeah, you'll call your dad. Yeah. I'll probably call my brother. Like, I'm very close to my brother. So am I micro-cheating with my brother? Because he's a great kisser.
I would tell my dog, because that's really the closest being that is near me.
Set sail to Sad Island, Captain.
Like, yeah, some of these aren't even gray areas. Like, I'm trying to find gray areas. This is called micro-cheating, by the way.
Yeah, they're either zero or ten.
Like, choosing to do something he knows his significant other would enjoy, like going for a bike ride, eat a specific restaurant, or see a certain movie with another woman, even when his girlfriend's most likely available. I mean, you're just going on a date.
You're going on a date
with someone else. That's cheating. That's not micro.
25 and 26 are complete psychopathic behavior to me.
25 and 26.
Recommending that his girlfriend starts wearing a certain type of clothing because he secretly wants her to look like the girl he's crushing on.
Yeah.
The psychopath. Yes. Someone that's got a human skin suit. And gifting his girlfriend with a bottle of perfume that his crush wears so she'll smell like his latest fantasy chick. That's the actions of an unwell mind.
Yeah, I know.
When you're trying to dress someone up, like I know, and don't think I don't, that Josh each and every day is trying to make me look like Tom Brokaw. I get it. I get it. Justin, you'd look really nice in one of those button-up polo shirts. Next thing I know, I'm Wolf Blitzer. All right.
I'm not sure if this one's on here or not, but Wendy, would you get upset if your boyfriend was liking a particular girl's like Facebook post on the reg?
The same girl over and over?
Yeah.
I would question it, but I wouldn't freak out. I'd say, what's going on here? Who's that?
Micro-cheating?
Yeah, that would say that's...
Micro-cheating?
I don't know if it's... See, cheating is such a strong term.
I know. What is the line?
Maybe they're doing it like they don't even realize it's the same person over and over. I don't know. Like, boys don't think about that stuff the way girls do. Girls obsess over tiny details like that.
What about this, Wendy? Number 32. Spending all of his time engrossed in a conversation with another woman at a party or event, even though he brought his girlfriend as his date. So he's there, he's got his girlfriend, but he's in a conversation with someone else for an extended period of time. Micro-cheating?
Micro?
I don't know. Maybe the girl's off talking to a guy.
What if the girl's evening is super boring? Like, what have you been together
for? What if she's
like,
in a mood? Yeah, what have they been fighting?
But you don't even know what they're talking about. Maybe they're talking about, like, gardening.
He could be asking her, like, what kind of engagement ring do you think I should buy my attractive girlfriend over there in the corner?
Yeah, number 27. 25, 26, and 27 are all that of an unwell mind. Keeping a piece of clothing that reminds him of an ex, even though is completely tattered and out of style, skin suit. Someone's in the bottom of a well. Put the lotion on. If you're holding on to ex articles.
I think the girl that wrote this article and made this list has got a past that all of us are not very sure about.
Yeah, it screams like someone got a little sizzle.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy, we always appreciate your insight. There she goes. Wendy Talton. Follow her on Twitter at Wendy Stars. Mike put the article available online for people to enjoy and to mull over, and hopefully we've ruined your day.
Talking micro cheating. It's kind of that gray area. A lot of us do, like, kind of with social media now. Like,
you have more access to people than you've ever had access to. Immediate access, not hope I bump into them at the bar, run into them at the water cooler. You can just reach out to anyone immediately.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of it has to do, like, with intention. Like, if you're doing it with the intent of actually, with the end goal of getting somebody in bed, you know, then that's full-on cheating, right? Like, but if, you know, it's the gray area. Is it harmless? Is it not harmless? I don't know.
And it's the title that, I mean, if you really break the minutia down of this is...
I found it. I mean, there's multiple articles about it. I found another one that says micro-cheating. What is it? Six ways you might be doing it without realizing. So this is kind of a genderless one. You get excited when a specific person likes your Instagram selfie. Is that micro-cheating?
That micro-cheating? Jesus, it's just being excited. I can't even be excited anymore.
You post a snap story in hopes that one person in particular views it.
Mark my words, during our lifetime, sooner rather than later, calling a woman beautiful or calling a man handsome will be classified as sexual harassment. Before we're in the dirt,
a compliment is
going to count as harassment.
Well, here's another one. This is another one on the list of micro-cheating. It says, smiling a little too much at other guys or girls out in public.
Oh, you.
Is that micro-cheating?
Smiling at someone, eyes on the floor, hands in pockets, walk forward like a drone. I mean, oh, this sucks.
These are the same people that probably have a huge problem with pornography.
Texting a little too much with a cute coworker.
Oh, dude.
That one I can see.
Okay, yeah, if you're doing that too much, like all the time, like every day, I get it. But like if you're just having banter like a friend, the porn thing though, Mike.
Yeah. Hiding your phone. Hiding your phone.
Oh, no, give me that back. Give me that back. What's
your password? Micro cheating. 410-338-1098. Ladies.
Let's go to...
Give us a call.
The phone. Let's go to Katie in Baltimore. Katie, good morning, love. You're engaged. Congratulations from all of us
here. Thank you.
You've trapped him. You've sank your fangs into him.
Yeah,
good job.
Drain him dry.
I did.
What's your take on this whole thing?
I think it is ridiculous. I think it's just one specific person writing about somebody else. I work with all men. I work with a lot of engineers. So if I can't talk to anybody of the other sex, I won't talk to anybody all day long.
Yeah, but talking is one thing. Is there flirting? Is there, in you know, cute little innocent things that go on?
Not really. I mean, I'm the oldest person in the office. I'm 28 and everybody else is like 22. So I feel like they can't function anyways.
Now, what do you work at, a daycare? So. You sound crazy young. Oh, you're the oldest person at the office?
Yeah, one of them.
Hold on. I'm gonna engage in some micro-cheating.
Oh, micro-cheat, Scott.
You sound cute, by the way, Katie. What's up, Katie? Katie sounds cute.
Micro-cheating, Scott.
Cheating.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you and your significant other, do you have clearly defined parameters when it comes to this sort of thing?
It's common sense. Like, again, I think it's all individual in your relationship, but if you trust them, why can't they go get a drink with somebody or... tell somebody happy birthday. That's fine. You're being a normal person.
So you would be okay if he went to go get a drink with a cute coworker.
Absolutely. He's honestly, he travels all the time for work, and if not, he would just be alone. So I'd rather him have fun.
All right. And if I don't trust him, then why am I with him? Fun to what extent?
Yeah. What time do you? Where do you draw the line stop? In the sand?
Couple of drinks, you know, some innocent hanging out, and then you each go your separate ways, right? Obviously.
Yeah, keep it platonic, essentially.
Okay. What if she's worried about making her way back to the room and wouldn't mind an escort before she...
Absolutely. Walk her up.
God, you're cool.
Say goodbye and that's
it. God, you're cool. And I like something you said, Melanie, at the very beginning of this. It seems like this was written for somebody. This article, 33 Ways Your Boyfriend is Micro-Cheating, in parentheses, and totally getting away with it. It seems like it was written for someone specifically. Those ones I was bringing up yesterday, 25, 26, 27.
She wrote this hoping some dude, a specific dude would read it.
Yeah, I get it, Melanie. I get it.
Yeah, the one I have is, the list I have is only 6. That's 33. They're hyper, specific. The list I found was, just 6, and they're very, open.
Now, Trish, interesting double shot here. And again, thank you for the call, Katie. 100% agree, lady. 100% agree with micro-cheating. I did all this in a previous relationship, and it was definitely cheating, she writes.
Hello. Very interesting.
Also on, where is another one? Sorry. Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, just got butt hurt with everything. Awful writing, people without a clue. So says Lottie the Hottie from England, who finally made it back to the English shores. Let's go to someone else here. Here's one. Is this a micro-cheat? Andy in Parkville, should this have been on the list?
I believe it does. The Uncle Biden shoulder rub.
Ooh, I'm a big...
Justin
did it all the time.
Justin likes to give a shoulder rub.
Yep. I've pretty much micro-cheated with everybody here in the office, including the custodian staff, all the way up to the general manager has received a surprise massage.
You know, the intentional shoulder rub, the intentional hand on the back, the intentional touching, but not in a sexual way, because you mean it in a sexual way type thing.
Interesting.
So going out of your way to make some sort of intentional physical contact.
I do like a hug.
Is micro-cheating. I guess maybe I could see that.
Compliment
is one thing, but to engage in physical touch there's a line there.
Mark my words, man, before we take our final breath, a compliment will be considered harassment.
I swear to God, there's been times where some, you know, a female here has been wearing like really cool shoes or something, and I've stopped myself.
Oh, dude, around here, like, especially with, like, in an office setting with, you know, sexual harassment lawsuits and stuff like that, I don't even look at people anymore.
Just eye on the floor.
I just walk around and I go, you know what? You're a nice person, and you know, maybe you look great today, but oh well.
Oh, and now guess what happens?
Not even going to float anything out there.
Here comes Scott. Scott doesn't talk to anybody. God, what an ass. He's always quiet. Keeps it. You cannot win.
100%.
You cannot win.
I have been labeled like, you know.
God, he's aloof.
Just like a unengaging a-hole, but it's like, because I don't want to, with this, and now with micro cheating, you gotta worry about everything now.
Who wants a massage?